Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver, Olea HaSholem. It begins in the Oz V'Hodor edition on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, with the second word on the second line at the top of the Amid, Kabed Es Avicha V'Es Imecha. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Tes Amid Aleph. We are in the middle of a sugya that began on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, where the Yerushalmi was showing us how the Aseres Hadibris are all merumas. There is a hint for all of them in Kriya Shema, in the three parshiyos of Kriya Shema. And we're up to the mitzvah of Kabed Es Avicha Ve'es Imecha. Tells us the Yerushalmi, where is the mitzvah of honoring your father and your mother, merumas, in Kriya Shema? Because the pasuk says, Laman Yirbu Yemechem V'Mevenechem, in order that your days, the years of your lives, should have arichas yamim, you should live long, and so the lives of your children. As the Pnei Moshe explains, in the top left-hand column, the first Pnei Moshe, l'man yarichin yamecha, v'zeo nirmaz b'pasuk, l'man yirbu yamecha v'mevenechem, she'im tekaimu mitzvah zu, if you fulfill this mitzvah to your parents, yirbu yamechem, you'll live long. Because a person who gives honor to his parents has a bracha of arichas yamim. V'chein yimei v'nechem. If your children honor you, imheim yekaimu, if they fulfill honoring their parents, then they too will have arichas yamim. So in the Laman Yirbu Yimei v'nechem, we have a remes for the mitzvah of Kabed Es Avicha Ve'es Imecha. Continues the Gemara, Loisir. So how do we know the Loisas of the Aseres HaDibros, which is not to kill someone? Where do we find that? In the Kriya Shema? Because the Pasuk says, Vavadetem Mehera. And actually, the full Pasuk is, Vavadetem Mehera Me'al Ha'aretz HaTov Asher Hashem Noisein Lachem. You will be put into Golus, you will leave Eretz Yisrael, the good land that Hashem gave to you. Why is the Gemara here learning that it has something to do with Misa? So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, Man dekotel, he who kills, miskatel, he gets killed. So the Mephorshim explain that although the Pashup Shad and the Pasuk here in Devarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin is that you will go into Golus for not keeping the mitzvahs of Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Vavadetem Mehera means. But since the Pasuk did not use the word Ugalisem, you will go into actual Golus, and rather the Pasuk used the word Vavadetem, you will become lost, you will become destroyed. Therefore, Chazal understood that this word does not only refer to Golus, but it refers to Misa. And therefore, since one who kills gets killed by Beis Din, therefore it's a remes to Lois Sirtzach. The question is that there are many averes in the Torah for which there is the death penalty. Why do we say it specifically is a remes, a hint to Lois Sirtzach? And the Mephorshim explain, because that is the most simplest one. It's Mida Keneged Mida. You took the life of someone, and therefore your life is taken. And that's why Chazal understood Vavadetem Mehera, where it doesn't say the word Galisem, referring to Golis, is referring to Misa, and for what Avera, specifically for the Avera of killing someone else, Mida Keneged Mida, the person himself will die. Loi Sinaf, do not commit adultery. Where is that merum is in the Kriya Shema? Because the Pasuk says, Loi sasuru achri levavchem v'achri enechem, you should not turn after your heart and after your eyes. Amar Rabbi Levi explains the Pasuk, Liba ve'ena, the heart and the eyes of a person, train sirsure dechata. They are the two intermediaries, the two middlemen of sin. Dichsiv, because we have a pasuk that shows us this, Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, "Tana b'ni lipchali, give me my son, your heart to me, ve'enecha, and your eyes, drachai tinsarna, your eyes will guard my ways." Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, "I yahavisli libach ve'enech, if you will give to me your eyes and your heart, anayada, I know da'at li, that you belong to me." Chazal tell us that ayin roya v'lev choymed, the eye sees and the heart desires. And that is how the Yetzer Hara uses our eyes and our heart to turn away from Hashem and to be over on Chas V'Shalom Gilui Arayis. That's all because our hearts and eyes are not given over to Hashem. But if we give them over to Hashem, then Hashem knows that we are with Him, and therefore the Pasuk says, Drachai Titzarna, as a result of giving me your eyes and your heart, you will, therefore, as the Pnei Moshe explains, you will watch my derech. And therefore, the remez for loy sinav, not to commit adultery, is from the words in the Kriya Shema of loy sasuru achre levavchem ve'achre enechem, going away from Hashem and into the clutches of the Yetzer Hara of lust and desire. Continues the Gemara, loy signav, where do we have a remez for the lav that is written in the Aseret HaDivros of loy signav, don't steal, because it says in Kriya Shema, v'asafta deganecha, you should gather your grain, v'loy degani shel chaverecha, so we learn out your grain and not by stealing the grain of your friend. This you should not do. That's a remez for loy signav. Continues the Gemara with the ninth of the Aseret HaDivros, loy san nebreacha eid shaker, you should not bear false witness against your friend. How do we see this in Kriya Shema? Because we end Kriya Shema with Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Uksiv, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud states, V'Hashem Elokim Emes. What does this have to do with Loisan Breach Eid Shaker? Let's first see the Gemara, and then we'll see the Pirush of the Pnei Moshe. Mahu Emes. What does Emes mean in the context of this Pasuk in Yirmiyahu? Amar Rav Avin, Shehu Elohim Chayim Umelech Olam. He is the living God, and he's a ruler, a king forever. In fact, these words, Shehu Elohim Chayim Umelech Olam, that is the conclusion, the concluding words of the pasuk there in Yirmiyahu. It begins, Vashem Elohim Emes, and then it goes on to say, Hu Elohim Chayim Umelech Olam. But we're focusing on the first part of the Pasuk, and after the statement of Hashem Elokim Emes, we have these words which our Gemara is quoting, Hu Elokim Chayim Umelech Olam. And what do these words mean? Amar Rav Levi, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Hayadito L'Chavercha Eide Sheker, if you bore false testimony against your friend, Mal Ani Alecha, I will consider it ki ilu hadoisa alai shaloi barasi shemayim voritz, as if you had set testimony against me that I did not create the heaven and the earth, which Meforshim explained to mean, if you brought sheker into the world, if you brought falsehood into the world, then eventually you could bring the greatest falsehood against the greatest eternal truth, and that is that I am the creator and the ruler for eternity of this world. If you set a sheker against your friend, eventually you'll say a sheker against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the creator of the world, and therefore, Mala Ni'alecha Kilo Edoisa Olai Shaloi Baras Yishmaim Varetz. And now let us see the Pirush of the Pnei Moshe. In the left-hand column, the second line after it becomes small lines, Uksiv Hashem Elokim Emes Kloimer. Acher Sheyomer Elokeichem Tzarech Loimer Emes. As we do, when we finish the words of Kriya Shema Hashem Elokeichem, we say the word emes. This is based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. V'lo yafsik. Don't make an interruption. Kiddich siv, as the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, V'Hashem Elokim emes. U'bekan nirma shelo yoyed sheker. Kiyim emes. K'moish HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. This is a hint that man should not testify falsely, just as Hashem, who is truth. Ukinamasam Rav Levi Lakame, as Rav Levi concludes, Va'aydi didorsh milis emes, and since we are learning the word emes and explaining it, Maisi nami lahai derabun, the Yerushalmi brings that which Rabun says, which we have it as Omer Rav Avin, the doors repair Kamada Sanhedrin, Al Ha de Omar Hossam, Chaisma Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu emes, Umahu emes, and what is the emes? V'lama chaisma emes, and why is this seal emes? Amar Rabun, Shehu Elokim Chayim Umelech Olam, and the Pnei Moshe adds, V'nutrikin shel emes, The word Emes stands is an acronym for three words, Elohim Melech Tamid. Hashem is the king forever, constantly. And this is meramez that a person should not say false testimony, because otherwise he is going to come to bear false testimony against Hashem, who created the world and is the Melech Olam. The final one of the Aseres HaDibros is Loisachmoid Beis Re'echa, and the pasuk continues, Loisachmoid Eishes Re'echa, not only your friend's house, but your friend's wife, Va'avdoi, Va'amosei, his servant, his maidservant, V'shar V'chamor, his ox and his donkey, V'chol HaShel Re'echa, and everything that belongs to your friend. The difference between Loisachmoid and Loisignoiv is, Loisignoiv is stealing, and by the way, it would seem from the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi is learning Loisachman is different than Loisignoiv that we had before. It seems that Loisignoiv, according to Yerushalmi, is stealing money, because as the Yerushalmi said before, that we learn from Vasafta Dganecha Veloy Dagani Shal Chaverecha, that you should gather your grain and not the grain of your friend. You shouldn't steal the grain of your friend. The simple understanding of Loisignoiv is that it was speaking about Goyin of Nefash, a person who kidnaps. But the Yerushalmi apparently is learning that it includes as well stealing grain from your friend or other possessions of your friend. Loisachmoid means that I pay for it. It's not just a desire. I bring the desire to action by causing my friend, by forcing him to sell to me what I covet, what I desire, and that is also forbidden, even though I'm paying for it. So the Torah tells us, Loisachma Beisarecha, where do we find this in Kriyishma? Because it says, Uksaftim Amazuzois Beisarecha, you should write the parshias of the Kriyishma in the mezuzahs of your house. Beisarecha, we learn out your house, V'loi Beis Chaverecha, and not the house of your friend, which even if you paid for it, is forbidden. You're called a chamsan, someone who takes something by force, even though he paid for it, but he forced the seller to sell. That is forbidden. And that is a remez to don't desire the house of your friend. The Pnei Moshe speaks out that although the pasuk, as we mentioned, speaks not only of a house, it speaks about the wife, the servant, the maidservant, the ox, the chamor, but says the Pnei Moshe, Ubazen nirmas kol ha-dibur, the whole dibur of that last of the Aseres HaDibros is hinted. Why? Because im choymed lebeis chaveiroi, soiv sheyachmoid ishtoi v'chol ha-shaloi. If you covet your friend's house, then not only will you take his house from him, eventually you'll take his wife and you'll take everything that he possesses if you follow your desire and what you covet. And therefore, from Al-Mazuz Beis Secho, which we darsh in your house and not the house of your friend, we have a remez to the Isser of Loisachmoid Beis Re'echa and V'choil Asher Re'echa. Everything of your friend is included in this remez of Beis Secho V'loi Beis Chaverecha. And so we have seen that in the three parshas of Kriyishma, we have all of the Aseres HaDibros. In the conclusion of this sugya, which began on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, we have two reasons why the parshiyos of Kriyishma are said every day. One was Rav Simon and one was Rav Levi. Rav Simon said, because Shekosev ben Shchiva Vekima, in the first two parshiyos of Kriyishma, we have B'shoch B'cha Uvekumecha, and that's why we say these parshiyos at night and in the morning. And Rav Levi gave a different answer. Mipnei Shaseres Hadibros Klulim Bahen. As we've just finished, all of the Aseres Hadibros are merumas in the Parshiyos of Kriyishma. The Bavli does not explain why we say the Parshiyos of Kriyishma, as does the Yerushalmi here, but we do have in Tosfos Brachos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the bottom Tosfos Divrei Machshel Bikshu, where Tosfos says, he quotes our Yerushalmi, Isa Yerushalmi, the Oysan Gimel Parshiyos, Shetiknu B'Kriyishma, Lefisha Behen Aseres HaDibros. Why were they mesakin the three parshas to be said every day in Kriya Shema? Because in them are merumas, the Aseres HaDibros. And Tosis concludes with the words, V'ayin boy v'timtza koil. You will look into the parshas of Kriya Shema and you will see everything. And here the Yerushalmi has delineated exactly how we see each of the Aseres HaDibros in the parshas of Kriya Shema. Notice that Tosis says, De'oisen gimel parshias shetiknu. The three parshias, actually, in here in the Yerushalmi, we began the question on Daf Yud Beis and Yud Beis, Mivnei Ma Koren Shtei Parshias Halalu. And the Meforshim point out that the answer of Rab Simon of Bishach Bechov Kumecha, that will only entail the first two parshias of Kriya Shema, where Bishach Bechov Kumecha are mentioned. Bishach Bechov Kumecha is not mentioned in the Parsha of Tzitzis. However, the Aseres HaDibros, as we pointed out when we were learning the Aseres HaDibros, that they are merumis in all three parshias of Kriya Shema. That would be a difference between the two terutzim of Rav Simon and Rav Levi, whether we're explaining only two parshias or we're actually explaining all three parshias. This Yerushalmi is brought down l'halacha by the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Samach Aleph, Sif Katan Beis, where the Mechaber had said that one has to say Kriya Shema B'Kavana. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the El Yerabba brings in the name of the Kolboy, and actually it's our Yerushalmi here at the end of the first Perek in Brachas. The B'Kriya Shema Merum is Aseres HaDibros, and the Mishnah Berurah goes on to delineate exactly each one of the Aseres HaDibros where it is found in the three parshas of Kriya Shema. And then, in conclusion, says the Mishnah Berurah, Al kein sorech ha'odom lizboinim bahem be'eis amiris Kriya Shema. A person, when he's saying Kriya Shema, should think of the different remozim to each of the Aseres HaDibros as he's saying Kriya Shema, kidei shlo yovei lavor al achas mehen, so that he should not transgress any one of the Aseres HaDibros. So our Yerushalmi that we are learning now is brought down halacha l'maisa by the Chafetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah. The Gemara continues bringing down a Mishnah Masechta Tamid Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, which we also have in the Bavli on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. According to the Charedim, he has a girsa that the Gemara now brings down the entire Mishnah there in Masechta Tamid. However, the Girsa in our Yerushalmi is only that the Mishnah is broken up into little pieces, and the Yerushalmi explains each part of that Mishnah in Masechta Tamid. What does that Mishnah in Masechta Tamid say? So we'll quote the Mishnah outside, although it is not, as we mentioned, in the text of our Gemara. According to the Charedim, it's in the text, and then the Yerushalmi proceeds to break it down piece by piece. Our Girsa, we don't have the full text. The Mishnah there says, and we're saying it Baal Peh outside of our text in the Gemara, Amr Lema Mamunna. The Mamunna is the same as the Skan Kohen Gadol. He was the appointed one. He would tell the Kohanim, who had just shechted the Korban Tamid, they had put the Evorim, the limbs of the Korban Tamid, on the Kevesh, the ramp of the Mizbeach, and then they salted it, and then they entered into the Lishkas Hagazes, and they were about to begin the Shema. And now the Memunah told them, Borchu Bracha Achas. Make one bracha. And the Bavli and the Yerushalmi have a discussion exactly what that one bracha was. Vehein borchu. Whatever the bracha was, they made the bracha. Vekaru aseres hadvarim. Then they said the aseres hadvarim. And then they said shema v'hoyim shemoya. And v'yoymer, the parasha of tzitzis. Uberchu es'om shalish brachas. Together with the rest of the people, the Kohanim said three brachas. What are the three brachas? Emes v'yatziv. The second one is avoda, that's ritzei. And the third one is birchas Kohanim. U'bishabbos moisifim bracha achas l'mishmar yotzei. On Shabbos, they would add one bracha for the mishmar that was ending its work for that week, they would give a bracha to the Mishmer that was entering to do the Avodas HaKodesh that following week, that they should be successful in their endeavors. Now, before we see how the Yerushalmi understands the first part of Amr Lena Memuna, let's see it inside first in Yerushalmi. Tamon Taninin, there in Mesech Tamid Lamed Beis Amid Beis, we have learned the Mishnah. Amr Lena Memuna, the Skan Kohen Gadol, said to the Kohanim, Baruchu Bracha Achas, Vehein Birchu, make one bracha. And they made the bracha. Ma Birchu, what was that one bracha? So in the Bavli, there is on Yud Aleph Amid Beis Amachlokes, between Shmuel, who says that bracha was Ava Rabba, and between Rab Shimon ben Lakish, who says it was Yotzer Oyer. And the Bavli says that when Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef came, he said that that which Rav Zrika said in the name of Rab Shimon ben Lakish, Lav Befeirish Itmer, he didn't hear it Befeirish that Rish Lakish said it, Ela Mechlola Itmer, he figured it out. And we're quoting now from the Bavli, Zoysei Merez, Brachas Ein Ma'akviz Zuazu, that you only made one bracha, and we know there are two brachas before Kriya Shema Shoshach, it was Yotzer Or and Ava Rabba, and we see that since they only made one bracha, that one bracha does, if you only said one bracha, you yoitzed that one bracha, and we don't say it's double or nothing. Either you say both brachas, or you cannot say even one bracha. No, if I can only say one bracha, I say one bracha, and the other bracha does not prevent me. The lack of me saying the second bracha does not prevent me from being yotze and saying the first bracha. So which bracha am I saying, and which one am I not saying? So, Amrit B'Shalom Yotzer Or, or Havi Amri, if they said Yotzer and they didn't say Ava Rabba, Haina de Bracha, say Mak Vizu Vizu, then it makes sense that they said Yotzer Or and they didn't say Ava Rabba, Dulei Ka Amri Ava Rabba. Why didn't you say Ava Rabba? You don't have to say it. Even if you only said Yotzer Or, you're Yotzer. Eli Amrit, Ava Rabba, Havi Amri, my Bracha, say Mak Vizu Vizu. But if you say they said Ava Rabba, if Rab Shimon Ben Lakish's opinion would be that they said Ava Rabba and not Yotzer Or, what's the proof that brachas are not makiv one another? Dilma, hi, dole amri, Yotzer Or, mishum dole matiz man Yotzer Or, vichi matiz man Yotzer Avi Amri. These anshe mishmor were doing the avoda early in the morning before the proper time of Krishma. And we've learned before in the Yerushalmi that if someone says Kriya Shema every day, the way the Anshei Mishmor used to say Kriya Shema, he's not Yotze, because it was too early. So it was also too early for the bracha of Yotzer Or. So that's the Gemara's question. Maybe the brachas are ma'akiv one another. You have to say both brachas in order to be Yotze, even one bracha. You can't say one bracha without the other, but it wasn't yet the time for Yotzer Or, which is a bracha thanking Hashem for creating the sun and all the constellations in heaven that provide light. So it wasn't yet the time to say that bracha. It was too early. And later, when it came the right time, they would say it. So what's your proof that one bracha is not mak of the other? So the Gemara says, why do you say it's only a deduction? It would seem that Rab Shimon ben Lakish said this clearly. The Gemara says it's not 100% proof, because it could be they said Ava Rabba. And when it came the right time, they said Yotzer Or. And what did Rish Lakish mean when he said brachas are not makiv each other? He meant the Seder HaBrachas is not makiv. Even though you said Ava Rabba first, and only later did you say Yotzer Or. And normally Yotzer Or is said before Ava Rabba, the order is not ma'akev. You could say it not in the correct order, but you have to say both. So therefore, the conclusion of the Bavli is that although there are two ways to learn in Rish Lakish, but the Gemara prefers to say that probably Rish Lakish meant to say that they said Yotzer Or, and they did not say Ava Rabba, and one bracha is not mi'akiv the other. Now let us see the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi is learning not like this. We are trying to answer the question in the Yerushalmi, Ma Birchu, what was that first bracha that they said, that the Memuna told them to say? Rav Masna, Amar B'Shem Shmuel, Zu Birchas Taira. This is the bracha of Birchas Taira. Because they were about to say the Aseres HaDibras, which is Taira, therefore they had to say Birchas Taira first. So the Pnei Moshe learns here And let's see it inside. Lefi shekayrin divrei maskel zu birchas tara. Lefi shekayrin v'aseres hadibros hayutzrich levarach birchas tara b'tchila. Since they're going to say the aseres hadibros, they had to say birchas tara. So continues the Gemara. The karu aseres hadvarim shema v'hoyim shmoya v'yomer Rav Ami b'shem Rish Lakish zoyse meres she'ein habrachas ma'akvois. Now you'll notice it's Rav Shimon ben Lakish. And here it doesn't say like the Bavli, ein ma'akvoi zu ezu, that you can't say one bracha unless you say the other bracha also. Here it says the brachas are not ma'akev. And the way the Pnei Moshe learns, and we'll soon see in the Marah Fulda the same thing, the Yerushalmi is saying the brachas are not ma'akev at all. You don't have to say the brachas. Now, the Pnei Moshe learns, you don't have to say the brachas of Av, Rabba, and Yotzer, or what's the proof? Says the Pnei Moshe in Divrei Amaskel Zoysemer, Sharei Loi Birchu Birchas Shalafaneo. The Anshe Mishmar did not say the brachas before Kriyishma. So you see, it's not Makiv. You don't have to say the brachas before Kriyishma. However, most Meforshim here in Yerushalmi learn that the bracha that they said, according to Rish Lakish, was Ava Rabba. And what's the proof that the brachas are not ma'akev at all? Let's see the Marah Fulda inside. Divri Amaskel, She'ena brachas ma'akev. Kloimer says the Marah Fulda. She'ena ma'akev is klal. He says it clearly, the Marah Fulda. You don't have to say the brachas at all. Not like we have in the Bavli, ein ma'akev zu ezu. Or maybe the Seder is not ma'akev zu ezu. No, ein ma'akev is klal. Afilu loibirich kol ikr. He says it clearly to Marav Fulda. Even if you didn't say Avarabin at all, Yachol hu likras Shema, you could say Shema. Deim loikein, because if that is not true, hey choyu mafsikim baseres adibrois bein habrach l'krishma. They said Avarabba, then they said aseres adibrois, and then they said Krishma. Well, if Krishma needs the Avarabba, then how could you put in the middle the aseres adibrois? It's a hefsik between the bracha which the Krishma needs and the Krishma. Elevati Shana Makvis. The Anshe Mishmar happened to say the Ava Rabba, but since they had a hefsek, that proves that you really, even if you didn't say it, you've done nothing wrong because they're not Ma'akev. It's nice to say it, but you could say Krishma without the Ava Rabba. Now the Marah Fulda points out that Rish Lakish here, according to the Rishami, is only interested in Ava Rabba. What happened to Yotzer Ar? The Yotzer Ar loy baruch habayis is manklal. So he learns that they didn't say Yotzer Ar at that time, as we saw that possibility in the Bavli. It was too early. Lefisha adayin lo yigiyah zmanoy. She'anshe mishmar makdimin hayu. Kedamar leila. We learned this earlier in the Rishami. They used to say it too early. V'loikapid Rish Lakish ella afsakas Ava Rabba v'loya Yotzer. That's why the focus of Rish Lakish is on Ava Rabba and not Yotzer Ar. Lefi she'ena mishum Kriyishma mishum liminatar. Yotzer Ar has nothing to do with Kriyishma. It happens to be a bracha that was established by the Ansik Knesset Gedola before Kriyishma, but it's not a Kriyishma bracha and has nothing to do with liminatar. Ava Rabba has something to do with Limudat Torah. We will learn it in Yerushalmi, and that if someone says Ava Rabba, he already doesn't have to say Birchas Torah. He's Yotzer Birchas Torah with Ava Rabba. Yotzer Ar has nothing to do with Limudat Torah. V'rak al Yitziris Hama'oiris Teknua. The purpose of Yotzer Ar is because of the creation of the constellations, of the moon, the sun, the stars. The kavua b'shach was kaidim kriyishma al shem shehuzman yitzias hamor. The time when the sun comes above the horizon is in the morning, when we say kriyishma. So that's why they were misakin. They put it together with kriyishma. The anshe mishmar that were saying kriyishma too early, they didn't say the yitzar or until later when there was light. So Rav Shlakish just focuses on Avarabba. And according to the way the Yerushalmi learns, the way the Marav Fulda understands the Yerushalmi, we have a proof that the bracha of Ava Rabba is not ma'akev to Kriyishma. You can say Kriyishma without Ava Rabba, because otherwise, how could Aseres HaDibros be a hefsek between the bracha of Ava Rabba and Kriyishma? So it comes out that we have three explanations in the words of Rish Lakish. We have the Bavli that understands that probably Rish Lakish meant to say that the bracha was Yotzer Ar, And that's why the brachas are not ma'akev one another when they didn't say Ava Rabba. We have the Pnei Moshe that's learning the bracha that they said from the Memuna was Birchas HaTaira. And we have the Marav Fulda and other Reforshim that learned that the bracha was Ava Rabba. Three pshatim in the words of Rish Lakish. But according to the way the Marav Fulda learns Rish Lakish, Amar Rabba said, Ein min hada. You cannot bring from here a raya to what you're saying, that the Ava Rabba is not ma'akev in the Kriya Shema. Less Shema min aklum, you can't prove from here anything. Why? She'aseres hadibris hein hein gufa shel Shema, as we learned in the last sugya, that the aseres hadibris are merumas all over the three parshiyas. So when he said Ava Rabba, and he was saying a bracha for Kriya Shema, you're asking me that the Aseres HaDibros are a hefstik between Ava Rabba and Kriya Shema. No, Aseres HaDibros is the very essence of Kriya Shema, which has in it the Aseres HaDibros. And I'll bring you a proof to this. The Rav Masna, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Tarvai, and Amrin, they both said, B'din have really, the proper thing would be, Sheyuhu Karin Aseres HaDibros B'chol Yoyim, that they should say the Aseres HaDibros every day. Why don't we say the Aseres HaDibros just like the Anshei Mishmar used to say the Aseres HaDibros? Mipnei tainas aminin, because the non-believers would have a taina shaloyu oimer, they shouldn't say Elu levadim nitnu lo lemoishim b'Sinai. Ah, you know why the Jews choose out the Aseres HaDibros to say every day? Because that's really the only thing that was given to Moshe at Sinai. The rest of the Targ mitzvahs were not given. The Bavli has the same idea. It formulates it with other words, and the Bavli says, Shekvar bitlum mipnei tarumis aminim, the Gemara in Bavli, Brachas Yud Beis Amid Aleph. They were mevatel, the inyan of saying Aseres HaDibros every day, as important as it is, because the meaning would criticize and accuse the Jews of really only getting the Ten Commandments and not getting the rest of Taryag Mitzvahs. There's a Rambam and a Tshuva who wants to say, based on this, that if people have the custom of sitting down during Kriyas HaTorah all year round, they should not stand up for the Aseres HaDibros, because once again, the Minim would be able to say, Elu Levadim, Nitnu Lelem Aish Messina. Why are the Jews standing up only by the Aseres HaDibros and not by any other part of the Torah? Because it was the Aseres HaDibros alone that was given and not the rest of the Torah. And that's why he discouraged standing up just for the Aseres HaDibros. There's a lengthy discussion on this found in the Igros Moshe and in the Chavadas of Rav Avadya Yosef Shlita, but not for this year. Continues the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman B'Shem Rav Yehuda Bar Zvida, B'din ha-hoya she'yu karin parshas balak u'bilim b'chol yayim. Really, they should have read also not only the three parshas of Kriya Shema, but they should have read the parsha of balak u'bilim every day. And we'll soon see why it would be important to read that parsha. Mipnei ma ein karnaisam. Why don't we read it? Shalai la tirchah letzibur. Because it's a tirchah letzibur to tirchah letziburah, it would be very taxing on the people to add that parsha of Balak and Bilam. Why is it so important to say the parsha of Balak and Bilam? Rav Chana Amar, Mibnei Shekasad Ba, Shechiva Vekima. We have Bishach B'chov V'kumech and Kriyishma, and we have a similar pasuk in Parshas Balak, which says, Kara Shach of Kari, he crouched and he lay down like a lion, Uchalavian, like a lion cub, Mi Yikimenu, who can stand him up? So we have Shachav and Yikimenu, Shach B'chav Kumecha. It would have been appropriate, therefore, to say it following Kriyishma. Rabbi Yossi Barbun Omar, Mibnei Shekasub, and Yitzia Umalchus, because we have another pasuk in Parshas Balak, which states, Kael Moitziah Mimitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim, that's Yitziah, Usruas Melech Boy, and the friendship of the king is to him, referring to Klal Yisrael. So we have Malchus, Yitziah and Malchus, so it would be very important to have said Parshas Balak Ubilam. And as we turn to Rav Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Rab Lazar, a third reason. Mivnei Sheksuva, Betaira, Betavim, Ubiksuvim. Not only is the Parsha written in the Torah in Parshas Balak, but as the Pnei Moshe brings down, in the first Pnei Maisha Divrei Amaskel B'Tar B'Nevim Uksuvim, Mechazdei Amakom Aleinu, Hashem had great mercy upon us, Shaloi Ova L'Shmoy Al Atzosim, that he didn't listen to the advice of Balak and Bilam to destroy the Bnei Yisrael. Not only is it written in Torah, but B'Nevim, it's written in the Nevim. Ami, Zechor No Mayoetz Balak, this is a pasuk in Micha, Perik Vav, Pasuk Hey, remember what Balak advised. Ma Yoatz Balak Melech Moev, Uma Anoy Soy Bilam Ben Bor, and what Bilam Ben Bor answered him. That's in the Nevi'im. Ubiksuvim is a Pasuk in Nehemiah. In Nehemiah, Perik Yud Gimel, Psukim Aleph and Beis, it says, By Yoy Mahu Nikra Besefer Moshe, Asher Lo Yavi Amoine Moyavi, Kiloi Kodmu, Ve'yischar alav es Bilam, Balak hired Bilam lekaluloi. Ve'yafach aloi kainu es haklal lebrach. Hashem flipped over the curse of Bilam that it should turn into a blessing. So since it was so important for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to write and write again the inyan of Balak and Bilam and the chesed, as the pasuk concludes there in Micha, remember what Balak advised and what he was answered by Bilam. Leman das tzitkos Hashem, as the Gemara in Brachas Bavli Zion of Adolf tells us that in all that time when Bilam was trying to curse Klal Yisrael, Hashem never got angry. Kael Zayim b'chol Yoyim, Hashem gets angry every day at a precise moment, and only Bilam knew when that moment was. And he tried to curse Klal Yisrael at that moment when Hashem gets angry. And Hashem, during all those days, did a chesed to Klal Yisrael, and he did not get angry. So since it was so important to write it in the Torah, in the Nevi'im, and the Ksuvim, we should have said it also following Krishma. We did not say it, the Gemara says, because of Tircha de Tzibura, because it would be a taxing exercise, and it would be too difficult for the Tzibur. Continues the Gemara, Amr Lahen Hamemuna, and the Pnei Moshe tells us that it is as if the Gemara here said, Amar Mar, we have learned before. We got sidetracked on Amid Aleph. We were discussing the Parsha of Balak and Bilam, for example. Now the Gemara goes back to explaining the Mishnah Masechta Tamid, and we start up again with the words, Amr Lahen Hamemuna, the assistant, the skan to the Kohen Gadol, said to the Kohanim, Baruch Hu Bracha Achas, bless one blessing, after they had put the Evorim, the limbs, on the Kevesh of the Mizbeach, and they had salted it, he told them to make one Bracha, Vehen Birchu, and they made that one Bracha, and the Gemara repeats what it had said on Amid Aleph, Ma Birchu, what did they bless, what was that one Bracha, Mar of Masna. We're familiar that the Yerushalmi skips Aleph, so this first word Mar is as if it said Omar. So Omar, Rav Masna said B'Shem Shmuel, which we again had on Amid Aleph. Zu Birchas Torah, this is the Birchas Torah. And we saw on Amid Aleph that the Pnei Moshe learns that this is the actual Birchas HaTorah, Asher Baruch Rabbanu Mikol HaAmim, that we say before learning. However, most of the other Meforshim learned that this refers to the bracha of Ava Rabba. And now we start something new. What we've just said is a repetition of what was said on Amid Aleph. And now we begin with a question. What happened to Yotzer Or? V'haloi loy birchu Yotzer Hamoiris. They didn't make the bracha of Yotzer Hamoiris. The Baruch Shem is the one who creates the lights in heaven. The Gemara answers, Rav Shmuel, Achvei de Rav Brechia, Rav Shmuel, the brother of Rav Brechia, responded, Adayin lo yatsu hamo'iros. The sun has not yet come out, v'teimer yoytzer hamo'iros, and you want them to say yoytzer hamo'iros? We are speaking here about the Anshei Mishmor, who began the Avodah before the sun came up, and therefore it was not yet the time to say yoytzer hamo'iros. Therefore, they said Ava Rabba, they said Kriyishma, and in fact, the Kriyishma itself was being said before the proper time of Mishayakris Chaveroi, that I should be able to recognize my friend Dalit Amis away. So that they said because they would not have time later because of the heavy volume of work in the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. But Yotzer HaMi'oiros, it was not yet the time, and that they did not say when the sun had not yet come up. And now the Gemara explains the last part of the Mishnah there, Masechta Tamid, where it stated, U'b'Shabbos Moisif in Bracha Achas L'Mishmara Yotzer. On Shabbos, the outgoing Mishmor would give a bracha to the incoming Mishmor. The Chredim brings down the Lashon of the Bavli, Mishmor HaYotzei Oimer L'Mishmor HaNichnas. The outgoing Mishmor would say to the Mishmor that would come in. What did they say? That's what the Gemara's question is now. Mahu Bracha, what was that bracha that they gave to the incoming Mishmor that was going to do the Avoda in the base of Migdash for the next week? Amar Reb Chelboi Zuhi. Reb Chelboi said, I'll tell you what it is. This is the bracha. They said, HaShoich and Mabayas HaZed, Rebbein Shalom, who dwells in this house, Yita Beinechem, should plant within you Achva, brotherhood, V'avo, and love, Shalom, peace, V'reyus, and friendship. The Shinui Nischois here in Ois Aleph points out that in the Bavli, Daf Yubeis Amid Aleph, the first two words are in reverse order, Avo, V'achva, Shalom, V'reyus. The Be'er Sheva, in his commentary in Masechta Tamid on this Mishnah, explains very beautifully that since these Kohanim were going to, on a daily basis, give Birchas Kohanim, they were going to bless Klal Yisrael with the bracha of a Yasem L'cha Shalom, that you should have peace amongst you. So first they had to put their own house in order. They had to have peace amongst themselves, and only then could they give the bracha to Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should have peace amongst themselves. And that's why the Mishmor HaYotzei gave this bracha to the Mishmor HaNichnas, that Hashem should bestow on you Ava V'Achva Shalom V'Reyus, or according to the Nusach in the Yerushalmi here, Achva V'Ava Shalom V'Reyus. Continues the Gemara, Shmuel Omar, Shmuel said, Hishkim L'Shanois Kaidim Kriyishma, if somebody got up early in the morning to learn before Kriyishma, Tzorech Levarach, he has to make the Birchas HaTorah. La'acher Kriyishma, but if he's learning after Kriyishma, ain't Tzorech Levarach, he does not have to make Birchas HaTorah, if he did not make Birchas HaTorah at the beginning of davening. He forgot to make them. Once he has said Ava Rabbah, he doesn't have to anymore make Birchas HaTorah. He was Yotzei with Ava Rabbah. As the Charedim brings down the Lashon of the Bavli concludes with the words, the Kvar Nifter B'Ava Rabbah. If you didn't say Birchas HaTorah before Kriyishma, but you've already said Kriyishma, that means you've said Ava Rabbah. In Ava Rabbah, you have Birchas HaTorah. And the Charedim brings down Upirish Rashi, Lefi Shehi Me'en Birchas HaTorah, because Ava Rabbah is a type of Birchas HaTorah, because it says in Ava Rabbah, V'sein B'libeinu L'lmoidu L'lameid Lishmor V'lasoitz. So, therefore, Ava Rabbah contains within it a blessing to Hashem for the opportunity that we have, that He has given us, to learn His Holy Torah. And therefore, you don't have to make any Birchas HaTorah anymore. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Bo, there's one condition, Vihu Sheshana Alasar. When can you be Yotzei with Ava Rabba as a substitute Birchas HaTorah? That's only if immediately following davening you began to learn right away. Now, the Charedim brings down a very important Tosfos in the Bavli Brachas stuff, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and he quotes it verbatim. So let us learn it inside. It's 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. In the Divrei HaMaschil, in the Charedim, Omer Rabbi Bo, the Hu, says the Charedim, Bavli Lo Hevize. We don't have this condition in the Bavli that you have to learn right after saying the Birchas HaTorah. Vizel Lashon HaTosfos. And this is the wording of Tosfos there in Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Tosfos says, Birushalmi Yesh, Ahad Amrin Shkvar Nifter Ba'Ava Rabba, Vehu Sheshan Al-Asar. Tosfos there is quoting our Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that when are you Yotzei with Ava Rabba? If you learned right away. P Pirish, Tysus explains, La'alter shalomed miyad ba'oisim makim, in that very place where you davened, and you said, Avarab and Krishma, you follow davening with learning. V'nishala harav Rabbi Yitzchak, so the Re was asked the question, Kegoin anu, people like ourselves, She'ein anu loim demiyad achar tulas ha-shachar, we do not learn right away after shacharis, we're running off to work, She'anu true din v'holchen b'loi limudad emtza yoyma yoyser, because we're busy and we go without learning until half day or even longer, amai ein anu mevorchen al tar pamacheres kishanu maschilu l'moid, so we've long forgotten about our birchas ha-tar in the morning, why don't we have to make a new bracha when we learn Eishivri, Delekhaim Elon Kais Yerushalmi, Hoyul V'talmud Shalonu Loi Omroi, V'ein Tzarech La'alter L'olmoit, says Taisvis, that the Bavli doesn't make this condition of the Yerushalmi, that you have to learn right away, and apparently the Bavli is arguing on the Yerushalmi, and we know we have a rule, as we discussed in the first daf of the Yerushalmi, that when you have a machloikis Bavli and Yerushalmi, we paskin like the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. So since the Bavli didn't make this a requirement, you are not machloif to learn right away. And even if you started learning in the afternoon, you wouldn't have to make a bracha, you yotze, with the bracha that you made in the morning. We don't paskin like the Yerushalmi. V'yoid, and then the Re adds another idea. Afilu l'fiyar Yerushalmi, even according to the Yerushalmi, which we just learned now, which says, v'hu shishan al-asar, that you have to learn in that place right away, the Yerushalmi is speaking only dafka avaraba. The Yerushalmi is speaking about only of avaraba, d'loi havi ikar bracha l'tayra. It's not the main, it was not nesakin for Torah. The l'kriyishma nesakna ikra, the main part of avaraba was made for kriyishma. If you look in the Pnei Moshe, on the words V'hu Shishan al-Asar, says the Pnei Moshe, Miyad, the hoyil v'ein birchas avarabba nesakna ala toira. Even though avarabba was not made for toira, it was made for krishma. Ela de mikol makom poiteresi. But once I've said avarabba, if I didn't say birchas ha-tar in the morning, it works as a substitute for birchas ha-tar, even though that was not the main purpose that it was made by Chazal. So since it wasn't made for that purpose, we're only using it to pater our obligation to make Birchas HaTorah as a substitute. Hilkach, says the Pnei Moshe, Dafkim Lomed Miyad Acharkein. It's only if right away after he said the Avarabba, after davening, he immediately learned. So continues the Charedim, Hilkach Bo Einen Nifter Mi Birchas HaTorah Elam Yilmed Miyad. That's why when the Yerushalmi said, V'hu Shishan al-Asar, the Yerushalmi didn't mean, says the Re, the Birchas HaTorah Asher Brach Arbona, which was made primarily for Limud HaTorah. Since the Avarabba was not made primarily for Limud HaTorah, I'm only using it as a substitute for Birchas HaTorah, therefore it only works as a substitute if without a hefsik, without hefsik hadas, I immediately, in the spot that I davened, I begin to learn. Avol Birchas Asher Baruch Habanu U'Birchas Lasnik B'Divrei Torah Shehem Iker Birchas HaTorah, that poiteres kol hayoyim, that frees a person an entire day, and therefore even the person who asked the Re, we don't learn right after davening. We go to work. We only learn later in the afternoon. The Re says, no problem, for two reasons. Number one, we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi. And even according to the Yerushalmi was only saying it by Avarabba. The Yerushalmi was not saying it by the regular Birchas HaTorah. The Charedim does not bring the rest of Tosfos, but there are some very important yesodis, which I'd like to share with you, in that Tosfos in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, where Tosfos wants to know what is the difference between Birchas HaTorah and the bracha that we make on Leisha B'Sukkah. V'im Taimer, Maishna Misukkah, Shetzarech Levarach, I'll call Suda V'Suda, Leisha B'Sukkah. By Sukkah, you have to make a separate bracha of Leisha B'Sukkah every time eating the Sukkah. And we don't say the bracha that you had in the morning works for the afternoon. So why do I say it by Birchas HaTorah? The bracha that you made in the morning works a whole day. V'yesh Leimer, the shiny Torah, Tosfos says. Torah is different. She'ena mi yayish daitoi. He doesn't stop thinking about Torah. The chol shah adam mechuyev lilmoid. A person is mechuyev to learn constantly. Dichsiv vehegisa by yomim v'laila. You should delve into the Torah day and night. V'havi k'mo yoshev kol yom b'lei hefsek. And therefore, it's considered as if he's sitting a whole day and he's thinking about that obligation to learn. I've also heard that if a person conducts his business according to the Torah, he does everything financially, thinking about what the halacha is in Chayshe Mishpat, so his work day is a piece of Torah. He's conducting his whole life according to the Torah. He never forgets about the Torah, and therefore it's different than sukkah. By sukkah, he's thinking about the sukkah when he's eating in the sukkah. When he leaves the sukkah, he forgets about the sukkah. He comes back, he has to make a new bracha. There's a hefsek. By learning, which he has an obligation all day, and he conducts himself in a Torah life, then his whole day is Torah, and there's no hefsek. And then Tosfos continues, and he says an interesting thing. He gets up in the middle of the night to learn. He doesn't have to make Birchas HaTorah. That the Birchas HaTorah he made in the morning yesterday still works until the next day, and therefore if he gets up at night, he would not have to make Birchas HaTorah. But then Tosfos says, V'loina here, I don't agree with it. Once he went to sleep, there is a hefsek, and when he gets up, he has to make, Tosfos says, a new Birchas HaTorah. And now Tosfos ends off with what we began with, the idea, do you have to learn right after davening immediately or not? V'hatzvartim, those from France, nagu loimer psukim. They were knowing to say psukim of the Birchas Kahanim, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, those psukim, that's from the Torah, the gam elu dvorim she'en lam shir shehi mishnah. It's a mishnah mesech depeya, perik aleph, mishnah aleph. And then, the elu dvorim shadam eichel periseim, shehi brisa. Then we say, that's what the Tzvartim used to do, they used to say Torah, Mishnah, and Brisa. Mipnei Hayushalmi deboy shilmed al asar. Why do we have the Birchas Kahanim, which are psukim from the Torah, and the Mishnah and the Brisa of Elu Dvorim? Why do we have that right after Birchas HaTorah? Because you're supposed to learn right after you say Birchas HaTorah, according to the Yushalmi we just learned. Says the Tosfos, this is the Rizh's opinion that he said at the beginning of Tosfos. Avol ein tzarech. I am of the opinion you don't need to say all those psukim. You don't need to say the Mishnah and the Brisa. K'moshe k'safti kvar, like I wrote at the beginning of Tosfos, because we don't paskin like Yerushalmi, and even the Yerushalmi was only saying it by Avaraba, which was not the main takana. Avaraba was not nisakein for Birchas HaTorah. We're only using it as a substitute Birchas HaTorah. So then you have to learn right away. But Birchas HaTorah itself, once you make it in the morning, it's good for an entire day. Continues the Gemara, and now the Gemara discusses what do you have to make Birchas HaTorah on. The Yerushalmi presents two opinions. The Bavli, we have on the Yud Aleph and Mebeis four opinions, and two of the opinions of the Bavli we have likewise here in the Yerushalmi. Rav Chana Amar, Nirin Advorim, it appears that Medrash Sarach Levarach, you have to make Birchas HaTorah on Medrash. Halachas ain't Sarach Levarach, you don't have to make a Birchas HaTorah on Halachas. What is Medrash? Says the Charedim, who Karav Lemikra, four lines from the bottom, Kegoin Mechilta V'Safra V'Safri Shehem Midrash HaMikrois. We are not speaking about here like Medrash Rabbah or Medrash Tanchuma, which are Agada, homiletical explanations of the Torah, but rather we're speaking about halachic derivations from psukim, which have a din like the psukim themselves. That's what we mean by medrash. But halachos, according to Rav Chuna, ain't tzarech levarach. Halachos, the Charedim says that in the Bavli, instead of the word halachos, it uses the word Talmud. That's what Rav Chuna is trying to say. Safra, Safri, Mechilta, you make Birchas HaTorah, because that's equal to the psukim themselves. However, on Talmud, that's what we refer to as halachas, on that, Torah Shebal Peh, Ein Tzarech Levarach. The Safros, the Friya Mechilta, are considered part of Torah Shebiksav because they darshan, they explain directly each of the psukim, so they're considered part of the psukim. Talmud already, which discusses many more things, that's Torah Shebaal Peh, that would not require a bracha. Rab Simon, B'Shem, Rab Yeshua ben Levi, his opinion is that Bein Medrash, Bein Halacha, Tzarech Levarach, you have to make a bracha, Birchas HaTorah, both on Medrash and Halachas. In the Bavli, we have four opinions. The first opinion is Mikra, you only make it on Psukim themselves. The second opinion, which is equivalent to what Rav Chana said here, you have to make it on Medrash, meaning Safra, Safri, Mechilta, but not on Mishnah or Gemara. The third opinion is you make it on Psukim, on Medrash, and also on Mishnah, but you don't make it on Gemara. And the fourth opinion is, which is equivalent to Rav Yeshua ben Levi's opinion here, that you make it Bein Medrash, Bein Halachas, you make it on Talmud as well. Continues the Gemara, Amar of Chibar Ashi, Nag and Avinan. We had a custom that when V'yasvin Kumoi Rav, when we used to sit in front of Rav and he was learning with us, Bein Medrash, Bein Halachas, a Kikinon Lemivracha. We used to, he required us to make a bracha on both Medrash, Safra, Safri, Mechilta, and Halachas and Talmud. In other words, you have to make on the Psukim themselves, you have to make on the Medrash that explains the Psukim, the Safra, Safri, Mechilta, you have to make on Mishnah, and you have to make on Gemara, you have to make on everything. La Halacha, that's how we paskin. The Mechaber and Arachayim, Simon Mem Zayin, Halacha Beis, paskins all four Mikra, Medrash, Mishnah, and Gemara require a bracha, and the Ramah adds that not only the Medrash, which we explained is the parts of the Torah which directly are Mefaresh, the Psukim, like Safra, Safri, Mechilta, but even the homiletical Medrashim, the Medrash Rabbah, and the Medrash Tanchuma, and all the other Agadita Midrashim, you also have to make a bracha. So the Halacha L'maisa, we have to make Birchas HaTorah on any part of the Torah that we learn.